Here with Pleasantville head boys track and field coach Tyler Bethke. Coach, you know, time to preview this 2025 boys track and field season for Pleasantville. Let's just start off talking a little bit about how you feel last year went overall and kind of the season in general.
Yeah, I mean, I thought last year ended out pretty well. I mean, we had to deal with some injuries kind of in that middle section of the season, but once we got everybody healthy, I thought we competed well at district track meet. Got a couple events into the state meet, and so it wasn't perfect, but I thought the kids did a good job fighting through the adversity of, you know, what is a long track season sometimes when you can't stay healthy. So, I thought we did a pretty good job last year.
You know, looking ahead to this season, can you kind of talk about some key athletes or events that are going to be coming back for you?
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple here, but obviously, the 4x1, I think we have some high hope for that. We got three of the four back off a group that went 43.9 at the state meet. So, obviously, we've got some high hopes there. J.J. Phillips is a young guy that was really in the mix for that 4x1 last year. So he's going to be kind of that fourth guy and probably would have been on that relay last year had he stayed healthy. He had to deal with some back and hip issues at the end of the season and couldn't run. So obviously 4x1 is kind of the high standard right now. And then Braylon Bingham, obviously everybody knows Braylon, but he was a 6'2 high jumper as a freshman, which is, you know, unheard of for us. And so obviously he's got high goals and as he should. And I think he'll have probably a pretty good year, not only just high jumping, but also running. We've got a pretty good mid-distance crew this year. Obviously, we got Kurt. He's kind of primed for a big senior year in that 4, 8, 1600 range. He's a state cross-country kid, so obviously he's had some experience at that high-level competition. So, we're thinking that we should probably get some pretty good things out of him. And then guys like Blake Rouse and Cale Johnson, some of those other dudes that have just gotten a little bit older and a little more experienced and hopefully can kind of fill out those 4x4, 4x8 mile races. We got a new guy, Saul McClawson, who ran for Fairfield last year and ran a really good 2 miles. So we're pretty excited about having him in that mix as well. We got Jaden Boone, Braylon Bingham, some of those types of guys that are in that 4x4 range. So Kurt will obviously be in that group and Blake Rouse. And I am pretty fond of the 4x4. It's my favorite race, so I'm pretty excited about hopefully being able to put together a 4x4 this year that can really compete and drop down into that mid 330 range as opposed to the 340 range. So, we're hopeful there. We got some young kids that will hopefully kind of fill that void from some of the guys like Caleb and Trent that have left last year. So, those are kind of our running events that we're pretty hopeful for. Ethan King obviously is prepped to have a good season. He's been working hard, 100, 200. His goal is to get towards that 11 flat 100-meter dash, and I think that's something that is probably possible for him. He's an 11.2 guy last year, so I really think he's ready for a good year. He's really hit the weights hard, and so we're excited to hopefully keep him healthy. He's another one that's dealt with some injuries last year. We missed him for a good chunk of the season, so he's a guy that we're going to keep an eye on and hope for some big things out of him. Field events wise, we're going to be pretty young in the throws, but pretty talented really. So our sophomore group with Will Mesker and then Olivier will be back as a junior. So those guys are kind of honed in on that discus event. Lane Clark's another one. So we're hoping that those guys can make some strides from last year and get us some points in those events. Shot put's going to be all brand new, so we'll see what happens there. We did get a couple of new guys out, so we're excited to see what they can do, but that'll be a area of inexperience for us. And then we've got some good long jumpers as well. Jaden's going to be a big long jump piece for us too. So we got high hopes. We're not a big group, only 28 of us this year, but hopefully can put together a pretty good lineup.
So a little bit of an adjustment period. You know, I'm sure a lot of your athletes participated in wrestling and basketball, and it seems like the track and field season always comes up so quick. Is there a little bit of that adjustment period?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my philosophy is I like to give all those basketball guys and wrestling guys a whole week off just to kind of blow off some steam, unwind, and just be a kid. And so we really have had just this week with a lot of those basketball kids and wrestlers. And then, of course, we get a snowstorm. So we haven't seen much of them. So, yeah, there's going to be definitely a learning curve for right now, just getting kids back in shape and dealing with that transition. But, I'm not too concerned about that. They'll be ready to go come May. So.
what's the best way that, you know, or, you know, the way at the beginning of the season, kind of what are you working on in practice to kind of really fill out your lineup in this really early part of the season so far?
Oh, I mean, the big thing is just getting kids ready to run, and then we'll figure out what they can do and where they fit, how we put the pieces of the puzzle together once we get to that outdoor season, we start getting to actually see kids run together. But, you know, right now I just want to get them in basically in that prepared phase where they can run and they're ready to compete and prevent themselves from getting hurt when we're running outside in cold weather. So, you know, just getting them back into track shape, which isn't always the most fun thing to do, but, you know, that's the number one goal right now.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, best way that during this track and field season, community can come out and support you guys and support these kids that participate in track and field, that, you know, you don't obviously have as many home events as you would for a basketball team or football team, but best way they can support you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as a community, it's great to have people at our events. The kids really respond to having classmates and teachers and community members at the meets. We have one home meet. I believe it's the first week of May, somewhere in there, first, second week of May, we have one home meet, which is nice for the kids not to travel and to get a run in front of the local community. So, but yeah, we'll take as many people as wants to brave the weather on a, you know, a spring evening, but because that always makes the kids run better.